Hey, Doug.
How you doing?
Good.
Eli, how's your progress going? Are you optimistic?
Yeah, no, it's going well. The procedure went well, went smoothly, healing quickly, and should be kind of getting back into the flow of things and amp up my rehab and I don't have an exact timetable, just really my first kind of surgery that I've ever had, so just kind of letting it. You know, be smart with it. Let it heal fully, and make sure I come back 100%.
Yeah, like just talk, what led up to the decision? What happened to Duke when you were out there?
You know, it was just, you know, I started up my training, my running. It just didn't feel, in the first couple weeks of it, I kind of just went to, still getting over the injury. I just didn't think he was healing correctly. Got some more MRIs. Talked to Dr. Anderson in Charlotte for a good while, developed a plan to try to see what was the best scenario, and we just felt that this was the safest bet, is to go ahead and do the scope at this point rather than waiting and seeing how it felt and going through OTAs, and all of a sudden you get to June or July and you want to do the scope and then you might be missing some training camp. So we just felt this was the safest bet to go ahead and end up being a smart idea. When he did the scope, saw that there were some things that need to be cleaned out, and this will ensure that I'm back 100% for training camp.
Were you able to do everything with Duke? Did you have to cut it short?
No, I did everything. I was able to move around, but I had gotten a cortisone shot a few weeks prior, and I think that was maybe blocking some of the discomfort that I had earlier. So we felt, when that wore off, that maybe, that pain would come back and I'd be in kind of the same boat that I was in earlier. So we felt to go ahead and do the procedure now was the smartest thing.
So did you kind of know going to Duke that was a likely possibility?
It was
and,
a good,
and you were just going, they told you that it might not be able to get much worse? Or is that kind of the deal?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the original plan, I was talking to doctors, get the cortisone shot, go to Duke, see how it responds to that, and then make the decision. But just having talked to the trainers here and talked to Dr. Anderson in Charlotte, really by Wednesday, we decided, I'd done all the work, had no pain, no discomfort, felt the best I'd felt all year. So it was a tough decision to say, all right, now I want to go ahead and have this procedure done and limit my my training this time of year, but felt in the long run was the smartest decision.
It felt the best it had felt. Why?
Just because it felt it was because of the cortisone in there that was blocking the pain, and once that wore off, or you don't know, it could have worn off in 2 weeks or worn off in 3 months, but then you get to do you have a procedure then, or do you play injured and didn't want to have to have that scenario come up.
Eli,
there was a picture of you on the basketball court down there. Did you play basketball down there? Did that have anything to do with
No,
basketball?
We went and shot baskets at the Duke facility. I wasn't playing basketball. Did not injure it playing basketball. This, I think by that point, I had already my surgery was already scheduled, or my procedure was already scheduled for the next day.
Eli, with a new offense going in, are you concerned? Obviously you'll learn it in the classroom, but doing it is totally different. So, what can you do to kind of make up for any lost time that you can?
Well, we'll try to get as many mental reps as possible. Get a lot of talking with the teammates and players. Just got to see what how quickly I can get back, and whether I can, get some jog throughs or just get as many mental reps as possible. I think, right now, a number one, kind of my number one concern is getting back healthy. And number two is learning the playbook. And luckily it's a little different. This is my second offense I've had to learn. I think it's a little different than 10 years ago when I was a rookie in the NFL trying to learn a system. Now I have an understanding of the game of football better, and in a lot of cases it's the same things, it's said a little differently, I'll make sure I'm ready, and I'll have time to learn the offense and practice it and be on the same page with everybody.
What's your new impression of the field?
for the OTAs and mini camp, or are you just looking for training camp?
I just don't know. I'd like to be, but we just got to see kind of what the process and see how quickly I can heal and what the trainers and everyone how quickly they want to push me.
What are your early thoughts of the offense?
I'm excited. It's been a fun these last couple of days getting the offense and learning it, and I think it'll bring a lot of opportunities and be able to move the ball and score. So I'm excited about it. Does bring a sense of urgency to the off season this time of year, where in some years you come in kind of knowing an offense and you're looking to get better now. You got to learn new things, different techniques, different fundamentals, and a lot going on. The mind's swimming a little bit right now, but it's an exciting time, and look forward to conquering it. Of the what?
The uncertainty of when you're going to be able to practice and play again is disconcerting. I mean, should people be worried?
No, I think that was kind of the reason for doing this at this time, was to prevent any uncertainty, and for me and for the Giants organization, fans as well, is to go ahead and do this, where it'll give me plenty of time to heal and be 100% healthy for the season.
Eli, I think this is the first time we're talking to you since your season ended. Did you find it important over these last few months to go back and look at everything and see why it turned out the way it did?
I haven't looked at it as much as past season. I think maybe just because I know you have a new offense coming in, and so I think you almost feel like this is an opportunity to reinvent yourself and to come back and change what occurred last year and some of the difficulties and bounce back and kind of have a clean slate to prove yourself again and get back to playing at a high level.
Can you say 100% for the start of the season? Are you talking start of training camp, or is that far beyond
that? I think I'd be safe to say I should be 100% by training camp. I would hope so. I would think for sure be ready to go for training camp.
Eli, from what you've seen about this offense, what you're learning so far, can it help you as a quarterback? Can it make things easier? Is not the right word.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it is. It is a little bit different than our past offense, and just kind of some of the timings of the routes. I think the ball comes out quickly, and I'm hoping that I can have success in this and become a better player. Yes.
You have a lot more West Coast concepts than
when you walk around.
Yeah, that's kind of another priority, is getting familiar with your new teammates, and it's not only learning the playbook, but learning the guys who are going to be playing beside you, and so you have some new faces as you do every off season, but this year more so than in past years. So trying to get familiar with everybody, know who everybody is, and also get to know them from a personal standpoint, get to understand their personalities and build that good communication, friendship, trust with your teammates.
When you look at the offense, obviously we've only seen a little bit of it, how much of those West Coast concepts, and how similar is it maybe just what you've seen to what maybe they did in Green Bay in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be similar to what they did in Green Bay, and that's where Ben came from. So I think it'll be pretty similar to that offense. I've never been in a West Coast offense, so I don't know if this is exactly West Coast or a form of it or not anything all like it. So I think it probably has some tendencies to it and some of the protections and stuff. But I think every offense has its own little style, its own uniqueness that makes it work.
Are you planning, or have you sat down with them, and how much input are you going to get? I mean, I think they said when they go and they put together the offense, once this time starts, you'll allow to be able to put some input into what you like, and have you got that opportunity, and
I think at this point you're just trying to get the base principles of the offense down. you know, formations and you know, where everybody's lined up, what you call things, you know, how he calls defensive coverages, you know, just kind of where you can talk in the same language. So I think we're getting the basics down. And, you know, again, this is Coach McAdoo's offense, and I'm here to learn it. And, you know, I'm sure I'll have questions or concerns, and you know, but that's you know, we'll figure that out down the line.
Eli, what are your thoughts on the additions along the offensive line, including Chris Neeson?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, happy that Chris is healthy and you know, feels good, and so you know, he's one of the familiar faces that you can count on and come back, or coming into our 11th year together. And so but yeah, I think we made some strong additions amongst the offensive line, brought in some talented players. So, you know, looking forward to work with them and make sure we can get on the same page and play well.
Thank you.